Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone. After the Jazz defeat the Brooklyn Nets, they end the four-game losing streak in a win over the Nets. The final score, 114-106. I'm holding Ron's paper away from him tonight for all of you on Facebook Live. Thanks very much for joining us. Happy Veterans Day to everybody, and I hope that our friends that we made at the Hoops for Troops had a great night tonight. Shout out to Airman Miller and the Bell family who we met there. Well, the Jazz win tonight.
Every Armed Forces was represented. Yeah. Group was represented tonight, right?
Well done, production by the Jazz tonight. It was fun. The Jazz win 114-106. I thought they found a few things tonight. I thought they might have discovered a few things. Now, what it means going forward, I don't know. But most namely, Derek Favors played center tonight against a team that had no big men, and he dominated.
He dominated. They were forced to go to a 6'7" center in Jefferson, and Derek had a very good first half there as well, you know, and that's a natural position for him. I'm not surprised that he had a very good ball game, rebounded what I was impressed with was how aggressive he was. I mean, he picks up some fouls, so what? But he was crashing the boards and fighting for rebounds, and he was doing all of those things that we are so accustomed to seeing him doing.
Benjamin Rowe signs in with Favors, belongs at center. He belongs doing the pick and roll with Rubio as well. They had a better connection tonight than we've seen at any point all season between Gobert. Now, it's hard to tell why. Was it because, one, the Jazz had a spread floor and they had a four out there instead of a Favors out there? Or was it because Brooklyn has no interior presence? Or is it because Rubio and Favors connect better on the pick and roll?
I think it's a little bit of a couple of things. One, Rubio and Favors, I think, connect a little bit better. You remember Miami's, one of the things that the Jazz were concerned with Westside rolling to the basket, and they're connecting with him late in the pick and roll. We saw that a little bit with Derek here tonight. And not that he was late he would pick, but he would delay before crashing the boards. And the Nets had to respect that because they know that he could, you know, maybe knock down the little 13-footer or something like that. But you notice that a couple of times Rubio getting the basketball, it was like catch and then explode to the basket a couple of times. He didn't even have to put the ball on the floor, and I thought that was something special, I thought, between those two.
Is there anything about – Rubio is having a hard time throwing that lob to Rudy. Is there anything that Derek catches the bounce pass better? I think – my thought is he catches the bounce pass better. He also explodes to the rim better, right, off the catch better.
Exactly. And this is what I mean by him catching the basketball maybe 5 feet away from it, or maybe 8 feet away from the basket, and one step, and he's exploding, and he's jumping, and you know, he can get fouled and get to the free throw line on some occasions. But
the problem is we have a center.
Yeah, we have a
His
center.
His name's
we
Rudy Gobert. So how do you do, what do you do about
good
this?
Center. I just would like to see Derek Favors embrace the fact that if you're going to start me, I'm going to be the backup center. And then I think Quinn has to do a little bit better job of making sure that Derek gets a chance to play that role of being a center. I don't know how he's going to do it. Somehow or another, getting the basketball. He talked about different players playing better together. Maybe Rubio and Favors, when Favors at the center position, maybe that's going to be a combination that's going to go forward.
And maybe Mitchell and Gobert run a better pick and roll because Mitchell's more offensive-minded than Rubio. One of the problems with the Rubio-Gobert pick and roll is that when Gobert gets covered, Rubio doesn't want to shoot, so then the whole thing really bogs down a little bit. So there might be something to that. You know, if Rudy's playing 32 minutes a night, maybe – then Derek gets 16 at the center position, and he gets 10, plays the first five of the first and the third, and he's got his 26 minutes, and maybe that's a little bit of an answer moving forward. Interestingly enough, I'm pretty certain that that's what the Jazz were doing tonight. The adjustment that Quinn had planned going into tonight was to move Derek to the backup center, and then Rudy didn't go, so he just became the starting center. The other part of this is that it jumps out to me is the Thabo Sefolosha at the four. Mm-hmm. is a little bit of a discovery here.
A discovery, but this was something that, and I think we may have talked about this a little earlier, that this just might be something where the Jazz could play a little faster. You know, with he can play that position nowadays with the way teams are using players.
He's also just really good. He's just a great basketball player.
Yeah, he knows the game. He does a lot of things. While I was watching him tonight, defend, but also get into the passing lanes on the weak side of the floor, you know, so you come up with deflection. And then he's a rebounder there as well. So I don't think you're absolutely right. I think Quinn may have discovered something. But let me get into something with Rubio. I think what we saw tonight is what I envisioned Rubio being when he got here. Disrupting things. He's coming up with deflections, just very aggressive. And how many shots did he take tonight? Nine.
Nine. That's the right number for him.
That is the right number for him. And he had, what, 8 assists? Is that right?
Yep.
8 assists. He averaged 9 last year. I don't think anyone in the league nowadays is going to be averaging 10, 11 assists. I think the leader in assists right now is averaging somewhere around 8 assists. And I don't think we're going to see anyone averaging much more than that. So Rubio needs to be in that area somewhere, 7, 8 assist a game to make his presence, I mean, just to be effective out there on the floor, I think.
Chad Miller says, Locke, let's chat about how you said Donovan was too aggressive. I don't remember saying this, but that's okay. And how he adjusted tonight. He was pretty special tonight.
He is special, period. You know, and I'm very impressed with every Gelt ball game. I'm watching him play. I think he's showing us right now that he's on the fast track of being a star in this league. We talk about his offense quite a bit, but he's not a bad defensive player there as well.
No, I love the lineup. The lineup of Rubio, Mitchell, Ingles, Cephalosha, you have 3 of the top 10 steal percentage guys in the league, plus Mitchell, and then you have Favors or Gobert in the game. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, going forward, and this is a ball game we needed. The Jazz definitely needed this. I had catastrophic
thoughts if we lost this game.
I listened to Kenny Atkinson, of
yes.
the coach of the Nets talk about, you know, the challenge of with the Nets team going out on the road and you know, finding themselves and needing to play well. This is the ball game the Jazz needed, and you know, they could need one on Monday there as well, because it's going to be a challenge for them going out on the road. The Jazz are the only team that hasn't won a road game.
Minnesota's going to be salty. Did you see what they did tonight?
Yeah. Oh, no, they did get beat.
They lost. They got outscored 33-22. They had a 5-point lead with like 4 minutes left and got outscored 17-5 by the Suns.
Ooh, wow.
They're going to be salty.
Yeah, but they probably will be. But as I mentioned, the Jazz have not won a road game. The only team in the NBA that has not. But how about the Atlanta Hawks? They have not won a home game.
Oh,
you know,
well, that's not good. They're not supposed.
That's
to,
not good at
they're
all.
They're not supposed to win games. Shout out, Rodney Hood had a solid 19 off the bench. It really might be his role. And shout out to Rodney. We've talked so much about him being consistent. He's got 19 in 3 straight games. Free throws in the previous game got him to him, despite shooting badly. Tonight he shot well, so he gets 19 points. And then Joe Ingles, another really well-rounded line, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Tabo Cephalosha was plus 17 tonight, though. His play at the power forward was big. It'll be interesting to see when Joe Johnson comes back of whether those guys spend a lot of that time together. It opens up some other minutes. But if Roddy's going to play 30 and Donovan's going to play 30, Donovan only played 26 tonight because of foul trouble. But, you know, really, if you start to play with Rubio playing 36, Rodney's playing 30, Donovan's playing 30, that's all 96 minutes of those two positions. So now your small forward becomes Joe Ingles and Alec Burks. And your power forwards become Derek Favors, Tabo Cephalosha, Joe Johnson. And your centers become Rudy Gobert and Joe Johnson. And now maybe you're on to a rotation that can get you somewhere.
You know, normally I would say what a luxury to have something like this. But right now I'm itching about this because, you know, guys want to spend time out there on the floor. And some guys need more time out there on the floor to be effective. And sometimes you can lose guys. And hopefully that doesn't happen. Usually, you know, coach would say it'll all work out. Someone might get hurt or, you know, something like that. But right now with the Jazz playing and struggling the way they are, you know, we need all the minutes out of guys that you can get that are playing well.
Jazz get the win. That wraps up postcast. Thanks very much for tuning in. Jazz beat the Nets 114-106 on the Jazz. will be playing Minnesota on Monday. Have a good night.